WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump on Monday confirmed he'll declare a national emergency once he takes office and order the military to help make his mass deportation plans a reality.
President-elect Donald Trump's new pick for border czar Tom Homan saying criminals will be the first to go.
We'll prioritize public safety threats and national security threats because they're the biggest, they pose the biggest danger to the United States.
Homan says he's heading down to Mar-a-Lago this week to put the, quote, final touches on a plan, but acknowledges there are many unanswered questions about how Trump's policy will actually work, including how much it will cost.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Homan made his comments to Fox News. The president-elect nominated former Wisconsin congressman and current Fox News contributor Sean Duffy to be transportation secretary. Former U.S. Army soldier Edward Richmond Jr. sentenced to 51 months in prison for attacking police during the January 6th attack. A New York judge is pushing back the start of Steve Bannon's trial. The high-profile supporter of President-elect Trump is facing criminal charges in connection with a border wall.
Steve Bannon's pleaded not guilty to charges in New York that he defrauded donors to an online fundraising effort to build a wall at the southern border. Prosecutors say some of the money was used for other purposes. A judge in New York has pushed Bannon's trial date to February 25th that was supposed to begin next month. This delay allows the defense team time to review evidence that's been introduced by the prosecution. It also stems from the defense's decision to call additional witnesses. Brian Clark, ABC News.
USA Gymnastics confirmed Friday's death of charismatic, if polarizing, gymnastics coach Bella Karolyi. He turned women into champions and the U.S. into an international power. Nadia Comaneci and Mary Lou Retton, some of his charges. At times, he came under fire for during the Larry Nassar scandal. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Yeah, the Packers beat the Bears for the 11th time in a row, setting a new franchise record. Green Bay's Carl Brooks blocking the Bears' attempt to kick a winning field goal. Final score, Packers 20, Bears 19. Matt LaFleur.
Just like you draw it up, right? First of all, got to give Chicago a ton of credit. We knew this is a National Football League. You got to come with your best every week.
College football, the Badgers fired Phil Longo, their offensive coordinator, after losing to Oregon, 16-13. Luke Fickle.
Those guys in that locker room, obviously, they fought their butts off. They did everything we asked them to do. They played the way we wanted them to play and we expected them to play. We just right now haven't found a way to be able to finish.
NBA, the Bucks host the Rockets tonight. Doc Rivers fined $25,000 for criticizing the rest after losing to the Hornets Saturday night.
Go back three plays when Giannis dunked. The whole team fouled him. The whole team fouled him. And it's a no call.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted, meaningless snooze fest referred to often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain in the overnight as temperatures will actually hold steady in the low to mid-50s. Breezy east to southeast winds up around 30 at 40 miles per hour. Rain early Tuesday. Cloudy skies. Temperatures falling to the mid and upper 40s. Staying breezy. It's 47 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Kim Shevchik and the Doctors in Recital into the studio. Then Civic Media's own Melissa Kay joins me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Hang on just a second. Let me get into producer mode here and put Stephen on the air. On the line with us is Stephen Spoonamore. He's a data security expert and whistleblower. Website substack.com/@Spoonamore, S-P-O-O-N-A-M-O-R-E. He's also on Twitter, Threads, and Blue Sky, at Spoonamore. And Stephen has been on our program back in 2008 and 2012 following those elections. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. I back in the day, you and I were talking about how in the 2004 election, for example, we were concerned about how Ken Blackwell shipped the results of the Ohio election off to some other state. You'll have to remind me.
Kentucky.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Off to Kentucky. And then when they came back, all of a sudden, John Kerry had lost. And I recall in the 2006 election, I used to live in Georgia. And when I think it was the 2006 election, when Max Cleland was polling.
2002.
Thank you. Yeah, because I was living in Atlanta at the time. In the 2002 election, Max Cleland, the war hero, was polling 2 points ahead, and David Perdue, as I recall, was polling 2 points behind. There was a four-point
Chambliss.
Saxby Chambliss.
Thank you very much. That was the Saxby Chambliss Cleland swap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Cleland had left three limbs on the ground in Vietnam. He was a genuine war hero, and Chambliss was attacking him as being unpatriotic. And Chambliss won that election by the exact opposite. It was as if somebody had flipped the election upside down. I recall we talked about that. This time around, there's this thing called bullet ballots. And those things had me scratching my head. And I'm still not sure, what's going on here. I'm trying to be skeptical and agnostic about
all
this stuff.
Yeah, I've been... I think that one of the things that, I'm glad that Ziegler's, book was promoted ahead of me. Yeah, I've always said it's like my expertise is in building hardware, and I've built a lot of it, and a lot of it has been used and customized so that it does multiple things, both what the user sees it's doing, and underneath it has other activities going on to back up law enforcement or find money laundering or do audits. So I was explaining to people, computers are, and they're getting denser and denser. So I am going to own that my initial nomenclature of saying it's a bullet ballot or a drop-off vote, I was conflating them. And let me explain what the two things are. And we don't know which it is until the ballots are actually inspected. A bullet ballot is a ballot which actually exists. It's on paper. That only, hopefully on paper, that only has one selection in one race. So somebody went to the polls, said, I want a ballot. They checked off one box, turned it in, left. It's called a bullet ballot.
Right. And typically, the ones we're talking about here are people who just voted for Trump.
Correct. Except that I'm increasingly thinking, in a lot of cases, the bullet ballot isn't there. The hack could have unfolded two ways. One, the e-poll books, which are all networked, all online, statewide, and it turns out most of them had very easy access for Mr. Musk because they're also were being backed up across Starlink, have to be checked that a voter went there. Well, okay, there's two theories. One, toward the end of the day, they have great voter profiling on everybody. Musk had his lottery and built this list of people who had pledged to vote for Trump. They know who's actually voted because the poll book data is in front of them. So they can very accurately project what the outcome of the state was going to be. Say, we're about 30,000 votes short. Great. So you check the box on 30,000 lottery-pledged Trump voters. And then, provided you have a hack in the tabulator, you add 30,000 votes in the matching precincts of those tabulators. It is a pretty sophisticated attack. And I tell people, you know, they say that sounds, you know, and some people think it's nuts. But I have actually run operations larger than that, where we have infiltrated hundreds of credit card machines on behalf of the company that wants us to do so. The credit card machine is doing its proper job, just like the e-poll book and the tabulator were. But it's also sending out additional data that we are hoping is stolen by gangs that we are tracking that data to find them. We've right. done this in the numbers of hundreds. Right. So here you have a perfectly functional machine that's also doing additional and nefarious activity now, underneath it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I get all that. And okay. you know, what you're suggesting essentially is that, you know, there might have been some hanky-panky around this election that statistically there were more people just voting the bullet ballots, more people just voting for Trump in the swing states than not in the swing states, that there was
correct,
an anomaly.
By orders of magnitude.
But also, you know, the flip side of that, Stephen, is that the these right-wing billionaires dropped, you know, I mean, nobody knows the numbers yet, and an awful lot of this is dark money that we'll never know, but several billion dollars into those seven swing states in massive advertising, which could that not just also easily account for people being motivated to just go in and just check the box for Donald Trump and that's it?
Fantastic. Then let's hand recount some ballots. We'll find out. And I presented in my letter to Ms. Harris, look, you take Arizona and Nevada, mm-hmm. both of which have these extraordinary numbers of just Trump votes, 5.5% of his total, close to 7% of his total in one state. Right across the border from those states in Utah, Oregon, Idaho, who have the same media markets, you're bounding those states, the averages are 1/5 of 1%, 1/10 of 1%, which is the normal thing you see in a presidential election. Mm-hmm. So the media market, I mean, why is it so much different the moment you cross the border? And by the way, Kadoo to Utah, I've never seen that complete. The state of Utah, less than 1/100 of 1% of Utah voters do not fill out their whole ballot.
Wow. Well, Utah it's so Mormon.
Utah,
they have this tradition.
Voters.
Yeah, they have a real tradition of social
engagement.
They're
dedicated voters, and I respect that.
Yeah, me too. You know, and it's promoted by the Mormon Church there. But so what you're saying is that specifically in those two states, in Arizona and what was the other one?
Nevada.
We saw 5% and 7% of the ballots were people who only voted for Trump.
That is what the numbers are showing us. And all I got to do is actually do a hand recount. And great. I've said, prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do.
Yeah. So, you know, it's hard to argue with that. I mean, Now, on the other hand, you know, Donald Trump and his buddies yelling for four years now that the 2020 election was stolen from him have really tarnished the reputation of anybody who dares suggest that there might be something wrong with our election systems.
I get it, and you and I know. I mean, I am the one that came forward with Saxby Chambliss versus Max Cleland, and people screamed to me, "How dare you question our elections?" And then eventually we got the actual code that was inserted leaked, and then I've ever told you this, but Max Cleland eventually took me to lunch around 2007 and 2008 and apologized. He should have taken it more seriously.
Wow.
And John Kerry laughed at me in 2004. And honestly, and this is the thing, Tom, you said 2008, I didn't see anything wrong. I didn't see anything wrong in 12. I didn't see anything wrong in 16. I didn't see anything wrong in 2020. I mean, I thought Donald Trump legitimately won 2016, or at least was close. Sure, yeah. There was Russian propaganda and psychological hacking, but I didn't see anything at the electronic level. I said, that's a problem.
Right.
This is the first time that I've, in a long time, that I look at the numbers and go, okay, these numbers are bonkers. And what set me off on the thing was, I mean, I actually live in Centre County, Pennsylvania, and we were one of the places that received one of these bomb threats. And I'm like, okay, in the world of cybersecurity, in network security especially, if people are going to do an intrusion, they generally have it planned in advance, they have their stuff put in advance, but fairly often they'll throw a distraction in to make you look at something else.
Right.
When this wave of bomb threats came in that were being attributed to Russia, I looked at them and this was my thought. I said, holy smoke, these are targeting tabulation and ballot collection areas that they want to break the custody chain so you can't do a recount.
Oh, interesting. Stephen, I only have a minute 50 seconds here before we hit a break. I can't control.
Go ahead, Tom.
What can people do about this? How can they educate
themselves?
Here's
the thing. It's scale. Our legal system requires an aggrieved party who's been harmed.
Right.
If there's going to be a hand recount at scale, the only person in America who can request it is Kamala Harris. We have groups organizing in three states, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan, where their voters can request at the precinct level, say, I don't trust my precinct, I'd like it recounted.
Mm-hmm.
But the BOEs don't have to do those recounts before they actually certify the election. They have to provide that data, but they can finish their work, certify the election, then go back and give them the exact details on the presumption, in their view, that it won't change the election. The only person at this point who can actually look at this and see if it changed the election is her.
So how do we lobby her to get to do this recount?
I mean, I sent a duty to warn letter. I've spoken to half a dozen people that claim to be close to her. Last night I was told by a lawyer that he doesn't think she's actually read it. I'm like, I don't know. I mailed it, you know, per the address to where her office is.
Well, that
somebody's got to tell her.
Any kind of letter going to anybody in D.C. has to go through the anthrax scan, which takes about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it does.
So odds are she hasn't even gotten the letter. Is there a website that you would direct people to who want more information, Stephen Spoonamore?
I actually really like Lulu Freestat's group. I think you've talked to her before.
I have.
SmartElections.us, incredibly capable people, and they've been helping organize a number of data scientists and lawyers associated with the three efforts where there will be a few precinct-level recounts.
Okay.
And they have some great data.
SmartElections.us.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Stephen Spoonamore. Stephen, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for the great work you're doing.
Keep up your great work. Thank you.
Back at you. We'll be back. Thank you, Stephen. I'll be back with the rest of you here in just a minute with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You can find Stephen, by the way, on Twitter, Threads, and Blue Sky at Spoonamore, Spoonamore. Louise and I were looking for CBD to help us sleep and have more calmness at bedtime. CB Distilleries CBD has helped hugely. 90% of their customers report better sleep with CBD, and 81% say CBD helps with stress and anxiety. CB Distillery has a full range of carefully formulated CBD and other plant-based solutions, is packed with whole-body healing plant compounds and vital nutrients, and they have 100% clean ingredients, no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. If you're frustrated with a health concern that's not getting better, try CBD from the source I trust, CB Distillery. Let me get you on the right path with my 20% discount. Just visit cbdistillery.com and enter my code TOM, T-H-O-M, for your discount. That's it. No prescription required. At cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please stop while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6.
Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. It's that most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family car gatherings and holiday parties can be fun, and they're filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, a little more holiday goodies on the plate than usual, and our health can take a hit. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven antibiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion. It supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your new year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. And I'm telling you, this stuff actually works. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide.
A political rage, they twist the word
they're using courts to tighten their hands. This is the unholy alliance where faith meets the state. They're tearing down the walls that the founders did create. From the pulpit to the bench, they've weaponized their might. In the shadows they conspire, turning wrong into right. They seek to erase the Johnson line.
Yeah, it's the unholy alliance between church and state. Welcome back. How Trump plans to silence dissent is the title of a piece over at MotherJones.com by Vince Bessier, I believe. And he says, he writes, Donald Trump has made it clear that there are groups that he wants to punish. Immigrants, transgender people. He said, but less discussed, protesters. He hopes to discipline and potentially prosecute civil disobedience, people who show up in the streets and protest with increased force. In May, Donald Trump promised a group of donors that, quote, any student that protests, I will throw them out of the country, end quote. And that's more than just bluster, writes Vince over at Mother Jones. Reuters reported that sources said Trump hopes to follow through on the promise on day one of his administration by signing an executive order prioritizing deporting, quote, international students who support Palestinian militant group Hamas and have violated the terms of their student visas. One piece of the potential infrastructure, I mentioned this in the first hour of the program, is this Stop Terror Financing and Tax Penalties of American Hostages Act. This is the law that's probably going to be voted on this week that gives the Treasury Secretary the power to designate a nonprofit as a supporter of terrorism and strip them of their nonprofit status. He notes the Heritage Foundation, the right-wing group behind Project 2025, has also given Trump a workable plan to stop pro-Palestinian dissents. It's called Project Esther. It suggests deporting, quote, foreign Hamas support organization members, end quote, classifying anti-war nonprofits like American Muslims for Palestine, Students for Justice in Palestine, and Jewish Voice for Peace as members of a shadowy Hamas support organization network that is, quote, attempting to lay siege to our education system, political processes, and government. Get ready. Meanwhile, Ramaswamy is saying, hey, let's nuke the Department of Education. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and I will pick up your calls in just a moment as we hit this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom, right. T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson, thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump on Monday confirmed he'll declare a national emergency once he takes office and order the military to help make his mass deportation plans a reality.
President-elect Donald Trump's new pick for border czar, Tom Homan, saying criminals will be the first to go.
We'll prioritize public safety threats and national security threats because they're the biggest, they pose the biggest danger to the United States.
Homan says he's heading down to Mar-a-Lago this week to put the, quote, final touches on a plan, but acknowledges there are many unanswered questions about how Trump's policy will actually work, including how much it will cost.
ABC's Mary Bruce Homan made his comments to Fox News. The president-elect nominated former Wisconsin congressman and current Fox News contributor Sean Duffy to be transportation secretary. Former U.S. Army soldier Edward Richmond Jr. sentenced to 51 months in prison for attacking police during the January 6th attack.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted meaningless snooze fest referred to too often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain in the overnight as temperatures will actually hold steady in the low to mid-50s. Breezy east to southeast winds up around 30 at 40 miles per hour. Rain early Tuesday, cloudy skies, temperatures falling to the mid and upper 40s, staying breezy. It's 47 at our studios.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Don's from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll invite our old friend and colleague Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke and a report on Wisconsin basketball. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, go nuts over this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Tyranny wants the press silence, justice blind, erasing truth, controlling minds. He'll sue the papers, take them down, hand the power to the richest in town. The shadows fall, we're losing light, democracy fading into the night. It's America's descent. Rounding up people, ice at the door, locking away the ones deemed poor. Concentration camps rise again.
Vivek Ramaswamy, along with Elon Musk, kind of the third co-president to Donald Trump, with his so-called Department of Government Efficiency, Dodge. Says that over the weekend said that he wants to delete the Department of Education outright. Delete it outright. Right. He says, Elon and I aren't in this for the credit, but I think we're going to build the consensus to make the kind of deep cuts that haven't been made for most of our history. Easy to say, you know, when you're a pharmaceutical billionaire. By the way, it's a whole long story. Look up how Ramaswamy got rich. It'll blow your mind. Anyhow, he said, we expected mass reductions in force in areas of the federal government that are bloated. We expect massive cuts among federal contractors and others who are overbilling the federal government. Gee, I wonder if that would be SpaceX. What do you think? He says, I think the mass deregulation that I talked about earlier that gives us the industrial logic to then make cuts to that bureaucracy and moving quickly is our objective. Right, yeah, let's just destroy the Environmental Protection Agency. Let's do away with the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. Let's do away with the bank regulators. Let's, get ready. This is what's coming. All right, what's on your mind today? Wesley in Chicago. Hey, Wesley, what's up?
How you doing, Tom?
I'm alive and kicking, Wesley. What's on your mind?
One thing real quick, and then another little story to follow that. With the nonprofits that they're talking about as being terrorist organization, include churches.
There could be. if your church is out there arguing that what's going on right now in on the West Bank and in Gaza is wrong, then yeah, they may well call you a terrorist supporter of Hamas.
Okay, this is a quick note. I worked for the railroad for a few years. I'm retired now, and I remember working there, and this is, they said that at one point, Reagan, to bolster up Social Security, wanted to reach into railroad retirement and pull that money out and dump it into Social Security. This is how the story went. So anyhow, I guess he sat down with all the railroad people, not management, but the union, and the union just said, if you do that, every train in the country will stop.
Oh,
and this number is done.
Interesting. Yeah, that's the power of a union. I mean, that's why the main focus of the Reagan administration and all the neoliberals since 1980 or 1981 has been to prevent America from having more unions. It's why when Elon Musk and Donald Trump were talking on Twitter, Trump said, hey, you know, it's so cool the way that anytime somebody wants to try to start a union in one of your companies, you just fire them. You know, they just laughed about this. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that was the essence of what he said. Republicans hate unions because unions represent working people. I'm with you. Wesley, thank you for sharing that story. It's a good one. Gustavo in Thousand Oaks, California. Hey, Gustavo, what's on your mind today?
How you doing? And thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering if you can explain something to me when it comes to abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you can tell me, what do the Republicans and the conservatives gain? What do they gain or lose by blocking people from having abortions? I mean, what's in their interest? What are they going to gain, or how are we going to harm them directly if someone has an abortion?
Well, you've got a couple of different constituencies here, Gustavo. First off, you've got the white supremacists who are freaked out about the fact that the brown and black population in America, particularly the brown population, the Hispanic population, is growing faster, largely because it's so Catholic, than is the white population. The white population is actually starting to shrink in the United States. And so they're looking at, you know, a million white people, white women having abortions every year, and it freaks them out. They're you know, these are the white supremacists. That's number one. Number two, you've got the people who are religiously inclined, who you know, genuinely deep down inside believe that abortion is murder. Whether that's the Catholics and the evangelical Christians who have adopted that as one of their articles of faith. Now, the evangelical community prior to the 1980s was pro-choice, but now they're pro-forced birth. So, I there might be another group that's in there somewhere, you know, but I think those are the two main forces that are at work here.
Got it. Well, thank you very much for clearing this out for me. I really appreciate it. You have a good one now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good talking to you. Valerie in Chicago. Hey, Valerie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you.
What I want to talk about is the Biden deciding to allow Ukraine to use the missiles into Russia.
Yeah.
I was reading the wonderful Robert Hubbell's Substack.
Yeah.
He's
great.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yes, he is. Yeah, and there was a clarification there, which I thought was important to pass along, because the headlines are all kind of alarmist, you know, Biden's mm-hmm. giving Ukraine permission to bomb Moscow or something. But actually, it's a very limited geographic area. In fact, it's only the areas that were actually Ukraine that Russia took.
Yep.
That have been given that permission. So I just thought that was something that ought to be clarified for people.
And that small part of Russia that Ukraine has taken as well.
Right.
Which is the area where the thousands of North Korean troops are massing, and they're preparing for just a slaughter-type invasion. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is a very carefully calibrated ability to use our long-range weapons. Zelensky does not have permission to nuke Moscow or to bomb Moscow.
No, I know.
Or some
and that's like kind
that.
Of how our wonderful mainstream media is once again,
yeah.
you know, not serving.
Yeah, our media
the public,
does not do nuance.
That.
They just do not do nuance.
No.
Sadly,
they do not.
Yeah. Well, thank you for clarifying
that's
Valerie.
That's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing there's a lot of people who did not catch that, and you just did a public service. Thank you so much. Todd in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Todd, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Your three essays last week to end the week kind of laid out an analysis, a conclusion, a hypothesis, and then a strategy to help the Dems kind of get back on the upper hand
mm-hmm.
in elections.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your conclusion was that class now is the prominent line or way to go about trying to win elections for Dems rather than race.
Yeah, I've been saying this, by the way, for a decade. You know, this is not new to me or for me. You know, I just haven't been yelling it and screaming it. But it's basically Bernie Sanders' message.
Sure. And then your hypothesis says that or your strategy is then to repair civic voids, right?
To repair to the what?
To rehabilitate the void in civic life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the basic premise here, Todd, is that you can't help out, the queer community. You can't help out racial minorities and religious minorities unless you have power. And you're not going to get power unless you start engaging in class warfare, which is exactly what Republicans have been doing. And they've been BSing us about it. You know, they're gaslighting us about their class warfare, but it's working. And
right. There's a problem with that approach, though, Tom. You're making an assumption that warfare is something that the Democratic Party can do. It's a party whose credo is inclusivity. The Republican Party, their credo is exclusion, so they can attack. But it doesn't work broadly. Also, the other problem for the Democratic Party is when it does raise up the middle class, a good portion of that middle class decides, I've got mine, and my priorities now change from getting things to protecting things. So then they change their loyalties to the other party. And this all has to do with the fact that we are a varied country. We are multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-religious, multi-gendered now. So nobody, there are no two people with very similar priorities.
I get what you're saying, but what you're missing, Todd, about my message is that you can't have a class warfare without identifying the enemy, and which makes you exclusionary on its face. You say the Republican Party is exclusionary, the Democratic Party is inclusionary. I'm arguing that the Democratic Party should say, we're not gonna be sucking up to billionaires any longer. We're not the party of rock stars in Hollywood any longer. You know, they're all fine, they can be part of our coalition, but the focus of our party, the relentless focus of our party, is going to be to demonize the morbidly rich, what Franklin Roosevelt called the economic royalists, to specifically point to them as the source of our problems, or many of our problems. And a lot of Democrats are afraid to do that because there's still rich people out there supporting the Democratic Party, and because Citizens United basically gave rich people the power to control our politics.
Tom, the point is, though, that messaging doesn't reach everybody the same way. Here's an easy way to understand this. Back in the Cold War, in the Civil War, World War II, and into a good part of the Cold War, Americans widely revered democracy, not capitalism. And that reverence was also a broad source of patriotic fervor in this country.
Yeah, and a lot of that was because they had seen capitalism fail with the Republican Great Depression.
Right, but that's not the important point. The reason they changed, the reason the perspective of large parts of the population changed, was because the Powell memo accomplished the Chamber of Commerce and business set out and carried out what the Powell memo said they should do, which is tarnish the brands of democracy, the Democratic Party, and governance.
Yeah,
and you can't tell the public that these things work without doing something. It means something in their life.
No, I'm not talking about, you know, let's have airy fairy, you know, erudite discussions about policy. I'm saying it's time to stand up for unions, it's time to stand up for working class people, and it's time to identify that, you know, yes, there is a certain zero sum aspect to this. There's certainly a zero sum aspect of power. You know, you could argue that it's not that real for economics. Todd, I gotta run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the Sane Among Us. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6.
Everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's that most wonderful time of the year, or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat, but a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual can cause our health to take a hit. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin, and can even improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during this busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your new year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. This stuff works. You're going to be amazed. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your interest, join the fight for a future, for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known. In this land, we're not alone. Welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here as we roll toward the end of today's program. Aaron in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
What do they call it in newspaper term? Why are we burying the lead?
Burying
the Titanic. The Titanic has hit the iceberg. Why are we playing a game of Clue? Colonel Mustard hit somebody in the head with a candlestick
I get all the metaphors, Aaron. What specifically are you talking about? Or analogies.
Well, what I'm talking about, the majority of the white population has done what they call a suspension of disbelief. They believe Donald Trump. He just says anything, and they buy it. It's a comedic. They do it in comedy and movies and theater. Yeah. I mean, right from the beginning. As an example, when he got caught on tape talking about the Billy Bush tape.
Yeah, grabbing the ladies.
He said in a fantastical manner, you know, I just got into rut. I saw a woman. I grabbed her by the hair. I took her to my cave. I just had my way with her. And it was, what you doing? The rally, when he was talking about Nancy Pelosi's husband getting hit in the head with a hammer, people laughed. They acted like he was describing an episode of The Three Stooges.
Yeah.
But people knew The Three Stooges was a joke.
Yeah.
But now, all of a sudden, here we go. It ain't a joke no more. He's already talking about back in the day with these acting people, you know, acting commerce, acting hood, right. Acting this. Right. These people, they have real guns now. Yep. It's real. It ain't a joke no more.
No, this is state power that he's talking about using.
All you can do, brush your teeth, make up your bed, and go to work.
Yeah.
Hibernate.
I'm with you, Aaron. I got to run, but thank you. You said it very well. Appreciate it. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires you, as well as all the rest of us. Tag, you're it. Get out there, get active. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe and get involved. More than ever, we need all of us here. I'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pat Kreitlow. On Tuesday morning, Hans Breitenmoser talks about who might be Donald Trump's next agriculture secretary, or will Robert Kennedy Jr. be the boss of all farming and food?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom.
She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.